laying out the Union Pacific Line, 1864 to 1865. The surveyors came first. Nothing could be done until they had laid out and marked the line. The surveyors who went first, Dodge, Day, or Judah, were spared the task of laying out the exact line for the graders to follow, but they had to pick a general course that would work. They had to find passes through the mountains that could be reached from the ridges that kept below a 2% grade. They wanted to avoid major lakes and rivers. At stream crossings, they were looking for places that could be bridged without undue difficulty. They hoped to hold the cuts and fills down to a minimum. They hoped to avoid major snowstorms that would fill the road and prevent train passage. In open, relatively flat country, they wanted to be next to or near streams or at a place where water could be dug, since the steam engines required water to operate, as did the workers, men, and animals. Staying as far away as possible from Indians was another goal, but staying near buffalo and other animals was desirable. Most of all, the CP wanted to find a route that was as straight as possible to the east, while the UP wanted to go straight west. The surveyors had nearly 2,000 miles to cover over every kind of terrain. Like Lewis and Clark and other explorers, they had only a vague idea of what lay ahead. Despite their handicaps, the original surveyors and the ones who followed to mark out the line for the graders did a grand job. Nearly a full century later, in the 1950s and 60s, when the surveyors, flying in airplanes and helicopters and equipped with modern implements and maps, laid out a line for Interstate 80, they followed almost exactly the route laid out by the original surveyors. Travelers in the 21st century driving on I-80 are nearly always in sight of the original tracks.